AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Danish media report that several shots have been fired at a cafe in Copenhagen where a meeting about the freedom of speech entitled Art, Blasphemy, and the Freedom of Expression was being held. A TV channel reports at least two people, including at least one police officer, have been taken away on stretchers. Forecasters say more than a foot of snow expected tonight through tomorrow as another blizzard slams into New England. And as people ready to hunker down, Kelly's Roast Beef in Revere, Massachusetts plans to stay open during the storm. General Manager John Barry.
We have a crew of guys coming in tonight around 7 o'clock tonight. And they're going to stay here overnight into the next morning and sort of just ride it out.
Fighting continues in eastern Ukraine ahead of a planned ceasefire at midnight local time or some 6 hours from now. AP's Jim Heinz reports European military observers will be the ones who will have to watch for any violations.
To what extent they're going to be able to monitor developments is unclear. It's also unclear to what extent any attacks after midnight would be considered to be ceasefire violations or whether they were the sort of last-minute attacks that occur during almost every sort of ceasefire.
An alleged plot to commit a mass killing on Valentine's Day at a mall in Nova Scotia has been broken up. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Officer Brian Brennan tells CTV what's known about that plot.
Information gathered suggested that a 19-year-old Timberley male and a 23-year-old Geneva, Illinois female had access to firearms, and it was their intention to go to a public venue in the Halifax region on February 14th with a goal of opening fire to kill citizens and then themselves.
A woman and two other suspects are in custody. Another suspect killed himself as police were closing in. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis tells 20 new cardinals to put aside their pride, jealousy, and self-interest. AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome that the Pope has been working to change the Vatican bureaucracy.
From the start, Francis has had some very, very tough words for the men in the highest levels of the Church. He has, from the beginning, warned against the careerism, the gossip that he says is really endemic inside the Vatican. He wants the senior churchmen to be men of service.
Many of the new cardinals are from far-flung, often overlooked dioceses where Catholics are at a distinct minority. Just hours after Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber announced his resignation, federal prosecutors subpoenaed state records and electronic communications relating to him, his fiancée Sylvia Hayes, and 15 other members of the administration. Prosecutors also asked for records and payments made to Hayes and her company. Kitzhaber's last day in office is next Wednesday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.